Hello and welcome to Focus. Terry James, joined in studio by Susie DeCarroll, the friendliest person in Mercer County. Absolutely, the friendliest. And Angie Scardino, who is going to do a great job on this interview. Welcome, ladies. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you very much.
And we're talking about Alito Antiques Day at the Alito VFW because there is a rummage sale coming up. Susie, you did this last year, too.
We did. It kind of came to fruition because I had a lot of stuff that I needed to get rid of. And I was like, hey, why don't we have a rummage sale and to benefit the auxiliary and the post? So Angie's in the post, and I talked to her about it. So we kind of worked it out to where half of the proceeds go to the auxiliary and half go to the post. So it worked out really well last year. So we're hoping it goes over well again this year.
And right now we are looking for donations. That's the big thing, yes. Especially with only a little time to go before Alito Antiques Day. So Angie, do you want to talk about some of your favorite items that have been in the auction?
My favorite part of the auction is really that people come in and can get things they need and they don't have to really worry about a price. Like, that's the best part of the whole thing. I mean, plus I get to clean out my closets.
So she said you didn't have to worry about a price. Well, what does that mean?
So everything is by donation. So we take donations in on the items, and then people pay what they can for whatever they want.
Gotcha. So, and all the money goes to a great cause. Reason to give a little bit more. This rummage sale is 9 to 4 on Antiques Day, August 23rd, Alito VFW 1571. That's at 106 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Alito. And to top it off, there's a rib cook-off going on.
There is. Dennis Eckert is in charge of that. So reach out to Dennis if you're interested in participating.
Susie's number is 309-721-7741. She's the main source of information, I would say, here. There are prizes in the rib cook-off as well.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
I know there's first, second, third, and people's choice.
That's right. $40 to enter, ribs, water, and ice provided. They must be cooked on site. It starts at 8 a.m. that day, and judging starts at 3. So you could do some slow roasting there and really serve up some good stuff. You know, isn't it nice, Angie, to see the look on people's faces when they find, like you said, they can get something that they need, bring it home, and not have to worry about those high prices?
It is very nice. We had a couple families come up worried about not being able to get anything. So we just had them go pick out some stuff and leave what you can.
All right. Well, let's get the donations in, though, folks. And Susie, how do people make a donation and how can they do it?
So we're accepting donations starting Tuesday the 19th from 9 to 12. Bessie will be up there. Wednesday the 20th, 1 to 4. Maybe later if people need to drop off later.
Sure.
Kind of depends. Angie and I will be there. And then we'll be there all day Thursday and Friday, probably from 9 to 4, but reach out if those times don't work for you. And then the sale is from 9 to 4 on Saturday during Antiques Day.
So. All right. So look through your closets and your homes and find some great items that can contribute to the rummage sale. Go ahead there.
Something else I wanted to mention was Queen of Hearts drawing will still be Saturday at 6 o'clock. So make sure when you come to the rib cook-off and the rummage sale that you also get your Queen of Hearts tickets. What is it up to, Ange?
Our pot right now is at $72,145.
And I still haven't figured out how that works, but we'll get to that another day. People get really excited about this, though.
It is a really good time.
But again, donate your items. Contact Susie DeCarroll, 721-7741. It is the rummage sale for Alito Antiques Day happening at the Alito VFW, the Mercer County VFW, 106 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Alito. We'll put up your phone numbers on our Facebook page and on our website. Thank you, ladies, for coming in today.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. This has been Focus.